Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to sing Zacchaeus Was a Wee Little Man. Pretend to climb up a tree. Reach hand over hand, up, up, up. Then put a hand above your eyes, like you're looking for Jesus. Let's sing it together.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree. And he said, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today, for I'm going to your house today.
Jesus made squirrels good climbers. He loves the animals and teaches them to find food. Let's pretend we're climbing trees and gathering nuts while we sing. Hurry, hurry, furry little squirrel.
Hurry, hurry, little furry squirrel. Scurry, scurry, little furry squirrel. Gather all the nuts as you jump and run and whirl. Hurry, hurry, scurry, scurry, little furry squirrel. Hurry, hurry, little furry squirrel. Scurry, scurry, little furry squirrel. Gather all the nuts as you jump and run and whirl. Hurry, hurry, scurry, scurry, little furry squirrel.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Why did Zacchaeus climb a tree?
Because he wanted to see Jesus.
Yes, he wanted to be high enough to see Jesus. Question 2. What did Jesus tell him to do when he saw him?
Come down out of the tree.
That's right. Come down out of the tree. Because he wanted to go to his house. And question 3, did Jesus know Zacchaeus was sorry for stealing?
Yes.
And did he forgive him?
Yes.
Yes, Jesus knows everything, and he always forgives. Our lesson today is Animals That Climb, Luke 19:4.
So he ran ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way.
Have you ever climbed a tree?
Yes.
Why did you climb the tree?
So I can be with Daddy, I think. The tree was cut a little bit and it was sideways. That's why I could.
Oh, so you could help your Daddy do some work in the tree. How did you get up there?
Daddy helped me, I think.
That's a good idea. Have your daddy help you get up in the tree. In our Bible story this week, Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree. There's many reasons why people or animals might want to climb a tree. They might be looking for food. They might be hiding from a bear. Maybe they're climbing up in a tree house. But Zacchaeus climbed so he could see Jesus. In God's animal world, many animals climb trees so they can see further, find food, or be safe. What are some animals that climb trees?
Panda bear.
Okay, good. What other animal can climb a tree?
Squirrels. Monkeys.
Panda bears, squirrels, monkeys. Yes, those are some of the animals. The baboon is one animal that is good at climbing. Baboons are good at climbing rocks, too. They have very long tails, and they use their tails to help them keep from falling when they're up in a high place. By putting their tails this way or that way, they're able to keep their balance. The gecko lizard is another expert climber. God gave the geckos a special kind of foot that helps them to hold on and climb just about anything. Geckos can climb more than trees. They might climb right up a smooth wall, a piece of glass, or even walk upside down across a ceiling. Their feet are like little suction cups. Squirrels are also very good at climbing. Squirrels have sharp little tiny claws that help them to hold on to a tree or whatever else they're trying to scamper up. One of the best animal climbers is one that might live in your house. I have him in my house. You know what that animal is? The cat. In a house, a cat might try to climb some curtains. That's not such a good idea, but they're also good at climbing trees. Jesus knew that some animals would need to climb trees, so he made them so they could. Jesus also made the trees for the animals to climb. Isn't Jesus wonderful? It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is John 8:29. I always do those things that please him. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
I do always those things that please him, please him, please him. I do always those things that please him. John 8:29. I do always those things.
I'm so glad you joined us today to spend time with Jesus. You can keep listening to this podcast on animals that climb and then one on Zacchaeus throughout this week, and then we'll start a new one on the first day of the week. And don't forget, you can go onto the website startingwithjesus.com and click on the coloring page that will give you the coloring page and the memory verses for this week. Let's have prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you have given us trees, you've given us ways to climb them, you take care of the animals, you take care of us, and you forgive us. We pray that you would come into our hearts today and every day so that we can be your best friend. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing song is a good reminder, Lie Not. It comes from the home place. I hope you enjoy it.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 9.
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.